Well, good afternoon, Juno. It's Pat Moore. I'm hosting Juno Afternoon today. It's just almost 3 o'clock, and you're in tune with KTOO News. Today, our guests include Alicia Marriott, who's here to tell us about the prom that the Rotaract is sponsoring. It's an adult prom. Mac Barnett will drop in. He's giving a program at the library tomorrow. And Stacy Paulson will be here with the story of the Father's Day miniature golf course set up at Nugget Mall. And, of course, Nancy DeCherney will be here with Arts Up. Weather looks like showers. Highs around 53, south winds 5 miles per hour, and then rain showers tonight. Diminish late. Tomorrow, chance of rain. Friday night, lows around 47 with rain, rain on Saturday, rain on Sunday, but then Monday, rain again with scattered showers, and then Tuesday, maybe clear.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A handful of Alaska Native organizations released a report this week detailing their state and local economic contributions to Interior Alaska. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, it indicates that both the contribution in dollars and jobs are increasing in the Interior.
Annual economic contributions of more than 70 Interior Alaska Native organizations exceeded $300 million in the region in 2010. Statewide, the report shows an economic contribution of more than $500 million that year. Aaron Shutt is the president and CEO of Doyon Limited, a Native corporation in Interior Alaska.
The most meaningful thing is that these Interior Native organizations have a huge impact on Interior Alaska and all of Alaska.
The report also indicates that Interior organizations have generated more than 3,500 jobs in 2010. Jerry Isaac is the president of the Tanana Chiefs Conference based in Fairbanks. He says the report indicates that organizations like his have found ways to remain fiscally responsible despite the economic downturn.
The numbers are growing. We had to downsize some and readjust. But, you know, the thing is, we didn't lose significant amount. As TCC, we adjusted our spending habits.
According to the report, charitable giving in 2010 totaled more than $3.5 million. The majority of that was spent in Fairbanks and surrounding interior villages. Five Fairbanks-based organizations partnered on the study, which is the third of its kind. The groups have not disclosed how much the study cost. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.
A national survey released today shows 8 in 10 fathers are spending more time with their kids than their own fathers did in previous generations, according to the Ad Council. In advance of Father's Day, federal agencies are reaching out to fathers across the country to inspire a new commitment to responsible fatherhood. Patrick Trujillo, an Indian Country wellness trainer, has been involved in the wellness movement for more than 30 years, starting out in men's wellness. Trujillo says youth often ask about mentoring.
This was a message that came from the young people up in Alaska, worked with suicide prevention. And the young people asked me to give the message to our Native men and Native fathers that they, you know, their children, their boys need them because they need mentoring as to how to grow up to become what they really want to know is how do you become a strong warrior, a father? How do you become that way in our communities? But we need our fathers to teach us that, not our mothers. Our mothers have a role already, but yet, if our fathers aren't there, we need them. Because many of the young people say, well, our fathers aren't there. You know, it's always a single parent, and most times it's the mother trying to raise the son. When the son is trying to learn about becoming a man.
Statistics show 1 in 3 children in America live apart from their biological fathers. Yet the National Center for Education Statistics report, even when fathers don't share a home with their children, their active involvement can have a lasting and positive impact. On this day in 2000, Seminole Chairman James E. Billy and Miccosukee Chairman Billy Cypress kicked off the 16th Annual Native American Journalists Association Convention in Hollywood, Florida. Their address included thanking the journalists for helping make the Native voice heard. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico, by Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation. Funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and the Nathan Cummings Foundation.
I'm Billy Mills. As a grandfather and Olympic athlete, I know the importance of keeping kids healthy. The Children's Health Insurance Program in your state can provide your child additional health coverage, such as dental care, vision care, and emergency services. Enrolling your child can also help maximize health resources at your travel clinic. To learn more, contact your clinic or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW or visit insurekidsnow.gov.
Sponsored by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
It's 5 and a half minutes after 3. Pat Moore, your host for Juneau Afternoon on KTOO News. And my first guest today is a member of the Juneau Rotaracts, and they are putting on an adult prom. This happens, I guess, every year. My guest is Alicia Marriott. Is this the, several annual adult prom?
Yeah, this is our third annual adult prom, so it's become a staple in our events throughout the years, and it's happening this Saturday.
This Saturday, and where is it?
The adult prom is at the Jack. It's this Saturday the 16th at 9 p.m., and it goes till midnight.
And so this is, we're totally deadly serious here. All of the florist shops have sold out of flowers, and there are no formals left in town, and everyone's in super fish, right? full.
The theme this year is jungle fever, and so it's called Rumble in the Jungle.
That's starting to set a different image of the prom in my mind.
I think Andy talked to Night Moods, and so
Andy Klein,
yeah, okay. Excuse me, and Night Moods is providing all of the decorations. So there's going to be tons of balloons and really cool jungle decorations. So monkeys, trees, what have you.
So what else happens at the adult prom?
It's 18 and over, so there is a no host bar. That's Marlon Tini's. You just have to get a wristband. The Roller Girls will have a little exhibition, no bout, so there's not going to be any pushing or shoving, or I don't really know what goes on in a bout, but they're going to have a little exhibition.
So the dancers are not required to participate.
Right, no skates required. And let's see, there's a live band called the...
let me see. This is the B-Team All-Stars, right?
All-Stars?
Yeah.
There's going to be a DJ and also a photo booth donated by Bullwinkles. So lots of fun stuff.
So the Juneau Roller Girls, Andy Klein's doing his video DJ bit, the B-Team All-Stars, which I understand is made up of players from Playboy, Spaceman, and Tiger Pilot. Is that the genesis of this group?
Yes.
It's according to the publicity. All right. And this is all sponsored by the Rotaract.
Yeah,
What is a Rotaract?
Rotaract is it's a Rotary-sponsored service, leadership, and community service organization for young professionals. They put an age on it, 18 to 30, but that doesn't mean anything. We have different fundraisers throughout the year for local, state, national, international organizations, all nonprofit, such as Cancer Connection. We do the Breast Fest in October, and all the proceeds go to Cancer Connection. We have another fundraiser in March, and those proceeds go to ShelterBox, which is an emergency shelter for people who've been hit by natural disasters. And we meet regularly at the Bill Ray Center downtown on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. So anyone's welcome to come to a meeting and check it out and join if you're interested. So,
what's the relationship between Rotaract and Rotary?
The relationship is that they're based out of the same organization, and so they, you know, seek peace in the world, do lots of fundraising and charitable things, and there's just the difference between Rotaract and Rotary is that there's just an age limit, I suppose.
So as people become active in Rotaract, then eventually they'd probably get recruited into Rotary.
Yeah.
Yeah, and,
there's actually Interact is the youngest group, and that's for high schoolers. And then the hope is that you'll go to Rotaract after that and then to Rotary.
Yeah. Basically a kind of a triple-tiered service organization.
Right.
How many Rotaract members do you have?
Consistently, we have about 8.
Oh, okay. So it's really a small organization, really a chance to work with a real tightly with a group of people.
Yeah, yeah. We're all pretty close and work really well together. And it changes, you know, people move or, you know, have kids.
Now, you're the president-elect.
Yes.
So that means you take office?
Starting next month. Along with Angela Gowdy, we agreed to do it together.
So,
because it is kind of a big job.
yeah. So now, what kinds of, what was your platform? What are the two of you planning on leading Rotaract into for the next year?
Ooh, that's a loaded question. just continuing the wonderful legacy that Ariel is going to be leaving. Ariel Rolf is the current president right now, and she's done a great job with all of the fundraisers and recruiting people and getting us passionate about service in the community and making Juneau a wonderful place to be for our demographic, for everybody.
A lot of people think of service as work. But if you are engaged in service, you understand that it's something different than that. Do you like that feeling? Is that something that you...
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I joined because I moved away for a while, came back, and needed something to do. And I think that a lot of us found Rotaract as kind of an extracurricular activity. And then you get into it, and it's... I love it. It's really fulfilling. So
what would you have to say to someone who's kind of thinking, I want to do something, but I don't know if I want to get involved in that much?
I would just say feel free to come to a meeting and see what we're all about. You know, there's no pressure or obligation to show up all the time. Sometimes we just have people who are on our email list, for example, that can only help out at events and maybe aren't able to make all of the regular meeting times and stuff like that. So just and I think a lot of people end up joining also because they came to maybe an event that we held and, you know, were like, hey, this is a great event, a great cause, and then look more into it and end up joining.
So if somebody gets crazy at the prom and decides this is something they'd like to be involved with next year, you're going to run a 4th annual adult prom, right?
Yes.
That's in the plans?
Yeah.
And it would be about this same time next year?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So if this seems like the kind of thing that people are really interested in giving some time to, this is the opportunity to join you. When is your next meeting after the prom?
Our next meeting after the prom should be next Wednesday. Sometimes after an event, we'll take the next week off. So,
okay. How would somebody find out what for sure?
We have a Facebook page and post our meeting times on there, and then they can also call Ariel at 321-1858.
It's a cell phone, so you can get a hold of Ariel when she's out on the road and doing all sorts of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, so one more time now. The prom, you got to get tickets for this thing. Where do you get tickets?
Right, the tickets are available at Hearthside Books, the Jack, at the Jack's website, KXLL's website, and Rotaractors should all have them, too.
And Roller Girls, I think.
And the Roller Girls, too.
Okay, good. All right. So that's the whole crowd of where you can get tickets.
And the tickets are $10 a person, $15 a couple. And the proceeds this year they're going to be split between KXLL and Juno Roller Girls. They're both nonprofit. Our focus with Adult Prom has been on... on assisting recreational organizations. So the first year, I think the proceeds went to Eagle Crest and Trail Mix. And then last year, they went to KXLL. So this year, we're teaming up with KXLL and the Juno Roller Girls because they provide some really awesome entertainment. And so that's...
And in order to make this thing work, you have to have sponsorships, right? In other
words,
the funding for the prom doesn't come out of your own pocket.
Some of Rotaract's pocket, but we have some wonderful sponsors, and So we want to thank Barron's Mechanical, Bullwinkle's, AAA Movers, Night Moods, Alaska Music One, KXLL, and Alaskan Brewing Company.
Outstanding. So Saturday night, 9 p.m. to midnight, get the tickets from any Rotaract member, get the tickets from the Roller Girls or Hearthside Books or the Jack website.
Yep, and you can buy them at the door the night of the event.
Terrific. Okay, and this event runs from 9 o'clock to midnight. The theme is Rumble in the Jungle, so come dressed in animal prints, flora, and fauna, and this is the prom the way you always wanted it to be when you were in high school.
Exactly.
But couldn't get away with it, right?
Yeah.
Minutes after 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I have with me in the studio a wonderful children's book author who is here to do a program at the downtown library tomorrow. Mac Barnett is here, the author of, among other things, a book called Oh No, or How My Science Project Destroyed the World.
Yeah.
And a new book come out behind that called Oh No, Not Again, which is a sequel to that.
Yeah, the world wasn't quite destroyed enough in the first one. We had to really finish it off.
There was a little bit of the world left. Huh?
That's right.
So these are children's books.
That's right, yeah. Those are both picture books.
What's the age of your audience for these?
I guess, they always put an age on the flap of 4 to 8. I like to think like 4 and up. I don't like to really have a ceiling on my books. I feel like there should be something interesting for the adults who have to read these books. sometimes, hopefully, again and again and again for my sake. But I think we've all been stuck in that position where we're reading a book that we can't stand or that we feel really embarrassed reading to a kid. I never want that to happen with my book, so I'd say four and up.
Well, in anticipation of the interview, when I found out I was going to get to talk with you, I ran to the library and checked out The Case of Mistaken Identity.
Right.
Which starts out by positing the fact that this is a Brixton Brothers mystery, and the young man is reading out of a book of the Bailey Brothers mysteries.
Yes.
And, of course, the author of the Bailey Brothers mysteries has a name which is mysteriously like your own.
Oh, it's pretty close.
So now we know why the case of the case is.
Yeah.
But as we were talking before this, there's a British author who writes a wonderful collection of outrageous stories about a place called Discworld. His name is Terry Pratchett. And when you say you expect that adults may get something out of your books, I hear echoes of Pratchett's writing style in what you're doing.
That's a real compliment. I really love his stuff. He's hilarious, and absolutely. I think that a lot of my work is influenced by adult writers. I really like a lot of I read a lot of experimental and contemporary fiction, and I love to figure out ways to fit that into kids' books, because I mean it's what I like reading, and I think kids like it too. You know, I mean, childhood is an experimental time, and in a lot of ways, I think kids are more ready for those experimental and real literary books than we think they are.
I think, too, I do a little radio drama work.
Yeah.
And one of the wonders of radio drama is that I start the words, and then you provide the pictures. So there's none of this having to come up with an image for everything. In your books, I think the freedom that you have to be able to take the plot line anywhere you want it to go and know that your young readers are just going to be fine with that.
That's right.
Because your hero in this one book is, what, a 14-year-old kid or something?
He's 12.
He's 12.
Yeah.
And he's a world-famous detective by the end
right.
of the book.
Yeah.
Now, and, you know, that doesn't happen every afternoon, but here it is.
That's right, yeah.
And a 12-year-old reading this thing can say, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, it's about a kid. He's 12 and he loves the Hardy Boys. Basically, they're called the Bailey Brothers in this book, but they're very thinly veiled Hardy Boys mysteries, and he loves this series, and then he starts solving crimes when he's mistaken for an actual detective. He uses like Hardy Boys Nancy Drew style techniques, and none of that stuff works, and he ends up embarrassing himself and injuring himself, and that's the series. And it's about both like lampooning what's so ridiculous about the Hardy Boys, but hopefully also succeeding on the terms that the Hardy Boys succeed on. I love those books, and I always have, and I think they're really great and fun. So it's both about how ridiculous it could be that a 12-year-old is a world-famous detective, but also about a world-famous 12-year-old detective.
Well, yeah. Beyond that, the idea that the secret organization in your
right.
book is actually librarians.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Those of us who, I'm descendant from a librarian, and so I've
know.
Always known this.
You know,
my mother had her badge and her gun and all that sort of stuff. You know. Get an overdue in her library and, you know.
Yeah, bad things happen. Bad things happen. No, that's right. It's like, you know, FBI, CIA, NSA, librarians. Huh? That's where it really starts getting serious, because you think about it, there's a lot of stuff, you know. I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but I have often lost a library book that costs like $10, but then it costs $40 to replace it. What's
yes.
going on there? Conspiracy.
Well,
that's what I say.
I totally agree with you. This was quite a revelation
yeah.
to me, and now I know what a bookmobile really has inside
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
These are wonderful ideas. So you're going to do this thing at the library.
That's right.
Tomorrow afternoon.
Yep, I'll be there.
I've specifically asked that no children who are coming to that be listening to the program right now. Only the parents at this point are going to know a little bit about what you're going to do. So.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be reading, taking questions on my books or absolutely anything, but also I'm going to be doing some drawing. I'm teasing that big because I am a terrible artist. So if you want to come see some horrible artwork get made, I'm ready for it. Yeah.
I'm looking through my notes and I didn't get it. I was going to look it up and I didn't take the time. You've got a guy that works with you on a lot of your books as your illustrator. What's his name?
Adam Rex.
Adam Rex.
Yes.
Okay. Nice, really nice stuff. And you have books which are basically aimed at a younger audience that are primarily picture books,
That's
right?
That's right. Yep.
But beyond literature. You got two or three things going on here. What is 826 LA?
Oh, 826 LA is a nonprofit writing center in Los Angeles that I ran for a number of years, and I still am on the board. And it's a place where kids can come after school and get free help with their homework and also with their writing. Any project they want, they can come in and say, I want to make a documentary. I want to make a chapbook of poetry. Uh-huh. And we'll figure out how to make it work. A lot of our tutors are writers, editors, designers. And so, yeah, it's just about kind of making cool writing projects with kids.
Kids get published out of this?
Yeah. We publish every year at least one or two, professionally printed and bound and sold in stores volumes. But also, we're just publishing all the time. Every month, the kids who come to drop-in, we have a book release party of the writing that they've done after school. And we make those ourselves. But they're beautiful little chapbooks. And we have a big party. The families come. The tutors come. Kids read, and they drink milk out of champagne glasses. It's a good time.
Now, the downtown, there's two locations for 826 LA, and the downtown one is in a thing called the Echo Park Time Travel Mart.
That's right.
And on the wall is this statement that says, no matter when you are.
Yeah, whenever you are, we're already then.
We're already
That's
then.
The motto
yeah,
of
okay.
the time travel mart,
right.
Yeah.
What goes on here?
Well, we sell time travel supplies. It's a convenience store for time travelers, products from all times and for all times. And, we sell everything.
So if you're
from
in need
dinosaur
of some
eggs,
doubloons.
Doubloons, yeah. Absolutely. Or if you just need to convert some doubloons, we do currency conversion too. We're happy. We'll give you a pretty good exchange rate.
Uh-huh.
Robot emotion chips for robots who want to feel love. Or rage.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why you would want your robot to feel rage, but we have that available. We cater to whatever you want there. And actually, yeah, and all the money, and it's a real functioning store, full of products that are very true. Robot toupees, which look a lot like steel wool, but it's, you can take a look online too. I think timetravelmart.com, or if you Google Echo Park Time Travel Mart, we ship anywhere and anytime.
Uh-huh.
So if you need it last week,
yeah.
We'll make it happen.
You can make it happen.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And if someone needs it in the 1800s, you'll deliver by coach.
Yes, and if they need it, in 4 months from now. We're really good at that.
We're particularly good at making it
4 months late.
That's very difficult to guarantee unless you have a deal with the U.S. Post Office. I may have to take tomorrow afternoon off. What time are you doing this?
I think it's at 11 a.m. tomorrow.
11 a.m. Yep. tomorrow at the library. And if you come with your time machine, you should set it for 11 a.m.
That's right.
On
yes.
the 15th. Of June,
yep.
In 2012.
That's right.
If you're off by a year, it could be a little strange. When
yeah, some other guy.
Yeah.
Whoever they're bringing next year.
Yeah, whoever they bring.
Whoever
or last
guy,
year. Or whoever was here last
yeah,
year, which
yeah.
could be, could be a kind of a strange thing. It'd be really nasty if we moved the library between now and, say, 5 years from
I
now.
I love the spot. That's a cool spot for that library.
Up over a parking garage.
Yeah, that's great.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah. You take the elevator up to it. And the cool thing is downstairs, what a lot of people don't know, is if you go into the parking garage and turn left, then you can park in there for free if
is
you're going
that
to the
right?
library. Yeah.
Can I check out any of the cars in the garage for free? Is that fine? Is
you know, there's
right?
a spot. There's a spot. Now, you do have to go upstairs and register
okay.
your car.
Okay.
Because if you don't, then it becomes an overdue.
Right. And then, boom, now your
and
mom's
then,
out
there. You know, then it's one of those, now your $250 car is now worth $2 million,
yep.
and the money goes straight
yep.
to the Secret Librarians Association. Wow, Mac, this is going to be an interesting time for these kids.
I think so. I'm looking forward to it.
No, I'm looking forward to it, too. I think you'll be amazing. Over there. Thank you so much for coming to town.
Oh,
and
it was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 14th of June, 2012. Flag Day in the United States, the day on which, in 1777, the government officially adopted the Stars and Stripes as our national flag. It's the birthday of Diablo Cody, born Brooke Busey in Lamont, Illinois, 1978. She started a popular blog about life as a stripper, and a talent agent saw it, helped her publish her memoir, Candy Girl, A Year in the Life of an Unlikely Stripper. Then he suggested that she write a screenplay, and in just a couple of months, sitting with her laptop in the Starbucks in a Target store in Minneapolis, she wrote the screenplay for Juno, which, in 2007, became a big hit. It was the highest-grossing movie for Fox Searchlight Pictures. And it's the birthday of a man whose image became a counterculture icon, Che Guevara, born Ernesto Guevara de la Serna in Rosario, Argentina, 1928, parents of Irish and Spanish descent. An affluent socialist family, they sent him off to medical school, and when he was 23, he took a year off and set out on a motorcycle ride for 9 months, 8,000 miles. Wrote a book about it. It was a New York Times bestseller, The Motorcycle Diaries. Che Guevara finished medical school, went to Guatemala, then to Mexico, where he became friends with Raul Castro, who introduced him to his older brother Fidel, who was in exile in Mexico after leading a failed uprising in Cuba. Che Guevara and Fidel had a series of meetings in 1955, gathered other Cuban exiles into their ranks. Che Guevara was in charge of training soldiers for combat. The first guerrilla fighters set out in an old yacht called the Grandma. And in late December 1958, Che Guevara led a crucial victory in the town of Santa Clara against the corrupt Batista regime, which fell on January 1, 1959, and Fidel Castro marched victoriously into Havana. Che Guevara was director of the National Bank. He was ambassador to a number of countries. It was he who orchestrated the close ties between Cuba and the Soviet Union. Che Guevara was captured in Bolivia, October 1967, while trying to start a revolution, and was executed. Here's a poem for today by Stanley Plumley, entitled Glenn Gould. I heard him that one night in Cincinnati, the concert hall, 1960, the same day Kennedy flew into town in perfect sunlight and rode the route that took him through the crowds of voters and non-voters who alike seemed to want to climb into the armored convertible. Gould did not so much play as address the piano from a height of inches, as if he were trying to slow the music by holding each note separately. Later, he would say he was tired of making public appearances. The repetition of performing the variations was killing him. But that night, Bach felt like a discovery whose repetitions Gould had practiced in such privacy as to bring them into being for the first time. This was the fall, October, when Ohio, like almost every other part of the country, is beginning to be mortally beautiful, the great old hardwoods letting go their various scarlet, yellow, and leopard-spotted leaves one by one. Glenn Gould, a poem by Stanley Plumley from his collection Orphan Hours, published by W.W. Norton & Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Reputation.com, providing automated tools to monitor and manage a business's online reviews, because bad reviews can be bad for business. Learn more at reputation.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Thank you, Garrison Keillor. It's 33 minutes, well, let's call that the other way. It's 26 minutes before 4 o'clock, and you're in tune with KTOO News. We're in the middle of Juno afternoon, and my next guest is the lady who organizes all these interesting events at the Nugget Mall. Stacy Paulson is here. Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
So you're doing something this weekend, right?
Yes, we're offering a Father's Day miniature golf tournament,
uh-huh.
And we do this annually. It's great fun for the whole family. We have a 9-hole golf course that starts at Vintage Fair Cafe and ends up at Wee Fishy outside. So you actually go inside the whole mall, down the hall, outside, and then back.
Well, we're talking about serious putting or serious drivers here. You have to have a full set of clubs in order to play this.
Well, actually, we provide balls and clubs.
Oh, okay, so it's all there.
Yeah, it's all
caddies.
There.
Do you have caddies as well?
No.
Golf carts?
We do have people at each hole that will keep your score for you and give you the ball and the putter.
Keep your score for you. So you can't get away with little secret mulligans here.
No, because it is a contest, actually.
It is.
Yeah, we have first, second, and third place prizes. The first place prize is $250 in Nugget Bucks. The second is $75, and the third is $50 in Nugget Bucks.
Okay, so what's a Nugget Buck?
A Nugget Buck is a little plastic coin that we sell in lieu of gift certificates.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, they're great. They have no expiration date. They're good at all of our stores, and you use them just like cash.
And the exchange rate is one for one.
So
it is really a dollar.
It is.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So sendable at the Nugget Mall.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So $250 grand prize.
Not a bad deal.
Nice. Plus, we have hole-in-one prizes, and the hole-in-one prizes are different every year, but they're really fun.
Uh-huh.
Like Specs in the City last year had little miniature Caterpillar multi-purpose knives.
Ah.
We've had pens, gum, keychains, gold nuggets. I mean, you name it. We've had really fun little hole-in-one prizes. And then we have runner-up prizes for the next seven people that get the lowest score on the golf tournament.
Now, only dads can play, right?
No, everybody can play.
Everybody can play.
Everybody.
Okay.
As long as you can hold a golf club, you can play.
So clear down to the one-handers. Eh?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So does it cost?
It's free.
It is free. Outstanding.
Yeah. And it's this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
The first tee time is at noon, and the last is at 3 p.m.
Do you have to reserve?
No. You just show up between noon and 3 p.m.
Okay.
And there'll be a sign-up table near Radio Shack. So go there, get your scorecard. The first hole's at Vintage Fair. And then there's a map that shows the next eight holes.
Uh-huh.
Last is at Wee Fishy.
At Wee Fishy, out in the parking lot on the other side.
On their sidewalk.
Yeah. Okay.
And they always have a great hole.
There's two new stores down in the far end of the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Are they taking part in these activities like this? Or?
No, not this year.
Okay, not this year, but you're gonna suck them into
this. Well, we'll work on them for next year.
Okay. Stacy, what's your title at the mall?
Marketing director.
So you're the marketing director. So you scheme these ideas up.
Well, some of the ideas existed before I was even hired.
Okay.
And golf is one of them. We've been doing this for many years.
Okay. What's par for the course here?
As good as you can get.
Okay.
I don't know. We had a 9-year-old win last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she did really well.
Yeah, a 9-year-old.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the kind of talent we ought to recruit and turn them into a big
next
golfer.
Tiger Woods.
So this is not the only event that that involves non-mall people, a lot of these things. You do a lot of stuff with, like, non-profit corporations and or organizations and like that.
Yeah.
Looking for space for an event.
We do have community rooms available. We have two community rooms, one small and one large. If you're a nonprofit organization, you can just call the mall office, which is 789-4439, and reserve the room. It's free of cost unless you have food, and then there's a $25 cleanup fee.
Mm-hmm.
But any nonprofits can use it for meetings. We don't encourage parties in there. That gets a little out of control.
Yeah.
But... yeah.
And then you have a number of other events that take place down the kind of the middle of the mall.
The next one that's coming up is in July, and it's Festival of Fun. And this is a charity carnival that has also been going on for a number of years. But what it is carnival games like darts, milk can toss. We have a live fish pond that Wee Fishy donates the fish for. So kids come and scoop out the little live fish and we put them in a bag and they get to take them home. And that's a lot of fun. We have a goblet toss, cork guns, frogger, duck pond. There's many, many more games. But the charity carnival is run by charities. So your $1 ticket goes to that charity. We make no money off of it. And it's a lot of fun.
Okay. And then after that, you've got another event coming up, I think, in July?
Yeah, we have a arts, crafts, and antiques show. It's called our Christmas in July. That's on July 21st and 22nd. And then Bartlett Hospital will be there on July 21st for a free health screening from 10 to 1:30. Let me back up for the Festival of Fun. That one was on July 6th from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and July 7th from 10 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. And we'll have a table where we'll sell tickets. They're $1 per game.
Oh, okay.
So, so it's really cheap. I mean, it's fun. And we also will have snow cones, cotton candy, and popcorn.
There's an attitude here. We were talking about this before the show. There's an attitude here by, I guess it stems from the board of directors for the mall, that this space down the middle of the mall and these meetings, that these rooms that are available are kind of, you're looking to really encourage people to use those spaces, aren't you?
We are. We want the mall to be a community location. We offer a lot of activities that bring the community together, and we'd like to offer those for any nonprofits that want to have an event in the mall. We don't charge. All you have to do is contact me and work out the details.
That's a real community resource. There's a wonderful attitude around Juno that basically says that we ought to try to encourage those sorts of things, and it's nice to have a mall in your pocket when you're doing that sort of stuff.
Well, the mall is warm, it's safe, it's lit, you know, it's just a great environment.
Bus right to the back door, so transportation hub as well.
Lots of parking.
Yeah.
Central location, you can't beat it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't want to get into a commercial for the mall, but, but I do want to express a sense of gratitude because, you know, I'm involved with a couple, three nonprofit organizations, and knowing that the mall is willing to open up space to us, I think is really a wonderful kind of thing for us to feel warm and fuzzy about.
No, thank you.
It's like knowing that it's there. Yeah,
yeah, it's good to get feedback like that.
Yeah.
and you're the reason we're doing it.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
Bring people together.
Good. Well, let's build this thing one more time here. We got Father's Day Miniature Golf. It's all day Saturday. First tee time, you said, was 10 in the morning?
Noon.
Yeah, noon. Uh-huh. And then the last tee time is?
At 3. And that's this Saturday, June 16th, for Father's Day.
And the prizes include $250 in mall bucks,
nugget bucks,
right? And
$75 for second place, $50 for third, and then we have runner-up prizes that are $25 or more in value. They're gift certificates or prizes donated by the stores. And then we have hole-in-one prizes.
If you see a 10-year-old girl there with a club in her hand,
watch out.
Yeah, watch out. That's the champion from last year, and she might be hard to beat.
That's your competition.
Wonderful. Okay, well, thank you so much for telling us about this, and thank you so much for bringing us a mall that is friendly to nonprofit organizations.
Well, thank you for having me.
Spirit of Youth celebrates teenage Alaskans who are making our communities better places to live. They give their time, their hearts and minds, their passion, their creativity. Now, hear their stories.
In Ketchikan, the K-Height Interact Club is busy with a bunch of ongoing service projects, nearly one for every month of the year. This high school age group meets about once a week, and they manage these events that each give back to their Southeast community. Whether it's baking and selling homemade pies to benefit seniors at the Pioneer Home, or putting on a beanbag toss for little kids at Halloween, or bringing sundries to people shut in their homes during the long winter months, these teens are out there. 18-year-old Tyler Meekum has been a K-High Interact Club member for more than 2 years.
We sell TAFCON bags from Tanzania, Africa. What they do with the money is they are using it to support opportunities for women. Well, it's just kind of about helping people. A, it gives you this really great feeling. It makes you feel better as an individual, makes you feel like you're helping other people. It's just a great experience, and to see their reactions is something really special. And just helping people in general is one of the best things I can think of to do, because it comes back to you in so many ways.
Rosie Ropel is a member of First City Rotary, the sponsor of the K-High Interact Club.
We have youth programs. We have exchange students. And if a club decides they want to start a high school group, it's called Rotary Interact. And it's all service-based, and basically it's teaching them service above self.
I'm Shanna Sheehy.
Give a young person you know a boost by recognizing the good things they're doing. Nominate at spiritofyouth.org.
Provided by the Alaska State Division of Behavioral Health.
Update forecast just came in. Tonight, rain showers, lows around 44, east winds 5 miles per hour. And then Friday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain, highs around 56, southeast winds 5 miles per hour. Friday night, we're looking at rain, lows around 47, southeast winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday, rain, Saturday night, rain, Sunday night, rain likely, Monday night, cloudy, chance of showers, Monday night, mostly cloudy. Tuesday, cloudy, but the word rain, well, it says chance of showers, but then Tuesday night, it says cloudy, and then on Wednesday it says mostly cloudy, and the word rain did not appear in Wednesday night's forecast. An interesting thing that could mean we have a little bit of rain. Nancy DeTourney's on her way into the studio. We'll have Arts Up in just a moment here. As promised, here's Nancy. So what's going on in the arts world this week?
Well, we have a few things going on.
Ah.
You know,
what a surprise.
What a surprise. You know, although it is sort of cold and wintry here, so there's not... Anyway, at 5 o'clock this evening, Alaska Wise Women Network is having a networking night at TK McGuire's. It's their first meeting. If you're interested in this group, stop in over at TK McGuire's at 5 o'clock. At 6 p.m., it's the East Glacier Trail Tangle Race. You go under Thunder Trail entrance at the east end of the Valley Boulevard. I don't run, so don't ask me. sounds like a fun movie at the Nickelodeon this month or this week. Nobody Else But You, Poo Poo Padoo. It's playing several different times throughout the weekend. And out at Marlantini's tonight, it's Bone Thugs and Harmony, F Crazy Bone and Wishbone. Friday night, let's see. Well, Friday at noon, The Night Orion Fell. There's a book signing by Abigail Calkin at Hearthside Books. She'll be doing that on Friday and also on Saturday at noon at the downtown bookstore. At 1 o'clock, Matt Barnett is doing a book reading and storytelling at the downtown library. He's a children's writer, I believe.
He was on the show just a few minutes ago, and so it sounds like it's going to be an uproarious time.
Good time will be had by all?
Yeah.
Okay,
no, good. A little drawing, too.
All right. Yeah. All right. So, Concerts in the Park, Friday at 5:30 p.m. Assuming that it's nice, it'll be at the Marine Park at 5:30. If it's not nice, it'll be at the Jack. The performers this evening are going to be Napoleon in Rags. It's a folk singer. 1F Jeff, he's also a folk singer. And Slush, Not Snow, Indie Rock. If we are at the Marine Park, please bring your own chairs.
Okay.
It's one of those deals.
Okay.
And you know, you could stop in at a local establishment and get a little picnic and have a little outdoor, almost like summer thing going on.
Yeah, if you have to move it indoors, do they do the same thing?
Oh, yeah, why not?
But you provide the chairs.
The chairs will be there, yes, and we might even put tables up. But so we'll have a nice time Friday. We're hoping that the 5:30 to 7 o'clock time slot will be a real good one for families, so come on out for that. If you are also interested in another kind of dinner project, at 5:30, leaving from Stater Harbor, is the Whale Project Cruise and Salmon Dinner at Orca Point. The Whale Project has all these whales' tails that are being decorated, and Dan DeRue is one of the artists doing them. He is doing something called a bubble tail, and he will have his tail on the cruise, and he will be talking about his artwork and all of that sort of stuff. So if you're at all interested, that's a great opportunity for a great dinner out at Orca Point. You can get tickets on our website at Hearthside Books and all that. Also at 5:30, there's live music up at the Tram with Tom Locher. At 6 p.m., it's the Wushkinadi Poetry Slam and open mic at Latinos. And Dan Hobson is playing classical guitar at the Baranoff at 7 p.m. I think he's getting ready for a new CD. So I think he's doing a lot of his getting ready up there. At 8:30 in the morning on Saturday, a Tsimshian artist will be demonstrating Northwest Coast Indian art carving at the State Museum. That's 9:30. There's a 5K family fun run walk starting at Riverbend Elementary. This is for St. Jude's. Again, the Night Orion Fell at Hearthside Books at Nugget Mall at noon on Saturday.
Had the author on yesterday. Fascinating book.
Really?
And the chance to get it signed would be really wonderful, but I really highly recommend it.
So that's noon on Friday or noon on Saturday, uh-huh. Downtown and then the Valley. Evolution of Dad, it's a free documentary with pizza at noon at the Goldtown Nickelodeon. Also out at the Nugget Mall, you can have there's a mini golf tournament for Father's Day.
Stacy was just here to tell us about that. The okay. last hole is outside the mall at Wee Fishies, so it goes all the way from inside the mall to outside the mall.
That sounds
and
like it's going to be challenging.
Prize, yeah, first prize is 250 Nugget bucks. So,
alrighty then. Uh-huh. So bring your dad. Let's go do it.
Yeah. Anybody can play.
Anybody can play, dads or no, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. There's Juno at 6 p.m. Juno Dance Unlimited on Saturday has a whale watching cruise with wine, beer, and appetizers and a silent auction. Again, that leaves from Stader Harbor. Lots of opportunities to check out whales around here. And at 9 p.m. on Saturday night, it's the Rotorax Adult Prom Jungle Fever with the Roller Girls and live music from the B-Team All-Stars.
This is going to be amazing. My first guest today came in and explained that to us. And the Roller Girls are not going to be doing they're going to go through the middle of the dance floor, but should be pretty nice.
It should be fun.
Yeah.
What I don't know about is roller skating in a prom outfit. Or with that hair.
Nancy, this ain't your mother's prom.
Yeah, well, probably not mine either. Okay, so on Sunday, it is there's going to be live music up at the Tram, Tom Loker and Wayne Norland for brunch for Father's Day from 11 to, 2 o'clock or something like that. Noon to 4-ish, it's the Sunday market with music at the market. And, again, one of the artists for the Whale's Tale is Gabriel Smetzer. He's in town doing the animated stuff. He's Floon is his little character. He's doing one of the tales, and he'll be doing his decorating or his artwork at the market on Sunday from noon to 4.
Probably hear something about it tomorrow when Amanda Compton interviews him for Juno Afternoon.
Yeah, it should be really interesting, so come on down and get to meet him and watch that process. String Ensembles, Hillbilly Honeys, and Musical Moments will be offering some music as part of that, too. And again, if it's not nice out, we can go inside the Jack. Last Sunday it was not nice out, and the artists all wanted to be outside. I can't explain that. But I was indoors. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, rain is likely for Sunday,
rain
as they say
like,
at the Weather Bureau.
Yeah, rain is likely, period, in a sentence. Let's just stop. Give it up. Monday at 7 p.m. is the discussion. You'll be meeting with Gabriel Smetzer to talk about that. The story of Floon, an evening discussion and demonstrations with him at the you can get your tickets at Alaska Robotics, and it's at the Goldtown Nickelodeon. And there's hula lessons starting at the Filipino Community Hall on Wednesday at 6 p.m. And at 7 p.m., Juno Dance Unlimited brings Boston Weber Dance, and they'll be at Thunder Mountain High School, and they'll be here for a whole week doing workshops and stuff like that. So, there's a few things, things to do.
Yeah.
Okay, so you would just get tired of sitting home with your fireplace. I don't know what to say about all this.
And your deep rain cover,
this is getting to be kind of tiresome, but we'll make the best of it, I think.
As we always do in June.
That's right. So, anyway, hope to see you at something. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, now, some of these events require tickets, and most of those tickets are available on the Jack at the Jack website, right?
Yes, you can get them at the web, you can get them at Hearthside Books, you can get them by stopping in at the Jack.
Are you still doing that deal where basically if you buy a ticket to one thing, you get a ticket to the other thing, and there's a little discount involved?
No.
In not on this set. That was
not on these things. No. We'll do that when the season begins again, then we can make little packages. And
what do you call season?
The season runs from September till May, generally speaking.
Okay.
There are these odd things that happen. Theoretically, that we should be having summer and everybody be out boating and stuff like that.
Yeah, theoretically, yes. Highly theoretically.
Yes, but anyway, we'll see you next week.
Well, you certainly will, and thank you so much for dropping in and bringing us up to date. Trip to the World Cafe. The music is by Sosala. It's called Jajuka. It's written as a kind of a hymn to a legendary Moroccan master musician. Tomorrow, Amanda Compton will be the hostess on our Juno Afternoon Show, and she'll be talking with Abel Ryan, who's a Tsimshian carver. He'll be doing a demonstration at the Alaska State Museum tomorrow, and Gabriel Smetzer will drop in to tell us about the Floon project. He's working on a animated film, which will involve a character called Floon, and it's going to be showing around town with some of the drawings from the animation this week. You're in tune with KTOO Juno. We broadcast at 104.3 FM in downtown Juneau and Douglas, and we also broadcast on a set of translators throughout the area to make our signal more clear. In the valley in Auk Bay, you can tune to K276 AF, that's on 103.1 MHz. In Lemon and Schweitzer Creek, the translator is on K269 AO. It's at 101.7 on the FM dial. Gustavus hears us on a translator call sign K201 AM. It's at 88.1. K220BT serves Hoona, and that's at 91.9 on the FM dial. In Excursion Inlet and Icy Straits, you can hear KTOO on K210 AS at 89.9. And in Juneau, you can also get KTOO by tuning to GCI Cable Juneau on digital channel 871. And KRNN can be heard at digital channel 872. And KXLL can be found on digital channel 873. And we're also online with continuous streaming at www.ktoo.org.